All right, drive time on the air on a rainy Friday. I'm sick of the rain. Aren't you guys sick of the rain? My sump pump tonight, it's like a symphony coming from my basement. Too much. Too much. It's time for Card D Sharks, 651-461-9226. I need two contestants. If you watch us on YouTube, I put up the phone number early. So if you ever want a head start on calling into Card D Sharks and playing our game at 651-461-9226, I put it on the video stream early. So you can get in on the action and play our game. So pretty good. Mark Fry is going to help us out today. Mark, people can watch this on video, but where I currently have the camera over there, it's pretty much a shot of your really very in-shape chest. So congratulations.
I did some push-ups right
you
after
ready
the news.
To go.
I know it's going to be on the film.
Rainy weekend. Any big plans for the Fry family?
No,
celebrating Father's Day.
I don't know.
This is your first Father's Day, first official.
I don't think we have a lot going on Sunday. It's just going to be rainy all weekend, so we'll figure something out. But
did you celebrate Father's Day when your wife was pregnant?
No, we didn't. No,
no,
I don't think so. Maybe we just like.
It's like you're gonna be a father.
Recognized it.
I guess. Like I don't. I'm not a supporter.
You certainly could, but.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Okay.
And if you're like, do men do this the way women do on Mother's Day, where like if you're a dog mom, you get a stupid card? Like
I have never recognized that, but if that's what people want to do.
No. There is a meaning to words. The word father and mother does not mean.
But what if you can't have kids?
Well, then you don't get that holiday. Okay. I don't know. Everybody has to have every holiday. What if you're not Christian? You don't get Christmas.
Some people still do.
Yeah. Well, you could celebrate the secular side of it, I suppose. I don't know. I like this debate.
You want to keep digging this hole or you want to move on?
No.
Just keep the mic on. Let him get
I'm
on.
Happy to dig this hole. Right. This is one of the dumb hills that I will die on. But we have two contestants. Ready to rock, so let's do it. Let's play Card D Sharks. Come on. You know, I mean, I wind up for it.
I even guessed like 2 seconds
it's
early.
It's hard to imagine that the Apple IIc that we have running our control room isn't. That's a great reference, by the way. It's Father's Day weekend, and today's cold and wet, so celebrate Dad, unless you forget. It's also a day to play our dear game. It's fun and it's free and it's never the same. On Card D Sharks. How about that? Kristen Olsen. Rip from the headlines. Always rip from the headlines. The Card D Sharks poem. We have two contestants on the line playing for a $50 gift card at one of the Gesture Concepts restaurants. We say hello to Colette in Dayton. Hi, Colette. How are you?
I'm good. A little damp, but yeah. Good.
Do you have a sump pump at your house?
No, we don't need one.
Oh, you don't need one.
We have leaf guard gutters.
Oh, would you like to do a commercial for them right now? That sounds pretty good.
I would. I love them. Oh. I love them.
All right. We'll tell Andy Lindis. He'll be happy to hear that. Yeah.
Well, we have a Lindis roof. We have Lindis windows. And yeah. Love them.
Sounds paid for at the moment.
This is Colette. Your last name isn't Lindis, are you?
No.
Oh, too bad. The Lindises are actually very nice. They came on Andy Lindis's parents came on my vacation trip to Canada. Yeah.
Wow.
They were super nice. Super nice. All right, stand by, Colette, because your competitor is in a pretty close suburb to you. Say hi to Emmy in St. Michael. Hi, Emmy.
Hello.
How are things in St. Michael today? Wet?
Yeah, wet. Same.
Yeah. I'm kind of over it. I'm a little over all the rain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't do all the fun activities when it's raining.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I would like to be sitting on the patio. I would like to be doing yard work. It's just like a pile of mud in my backyard right now. No good. Well, you're both playing for a $50 gift card to Gesture Concepts Restaurants. You can go to their newest restaurant in Edina. It's called Starling. It'll make you feel like you're on a tropical vacation. There's so many plants in there and greenery, and they have a nice passport menu right now with specials, and they're doing Caribbean food. So kind of you go on a little vacation there at Starling. But Jester is the company behind Parlor and Butcher and the Boar and PS Steak and lots of great restaurants. So we appreciate them. Colette and Emmy, here's how we play. We start with a survey of 100 people. Colette will give the first answer, which will be a number between 0 and 100. Emmy will say higher or lower, and then we go off to the board. It's that simple. And Colette, you get the first question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
We asked 100 first graders, should Captain America be president? How many first graders said, yep, Captain America should be the president? I don't know. When I was in first grade, I think maybe I thought Captain America was the president. I don't know.
Who is he? Oh, no, never mind. I don't know. I don't know. 63.
60.
I have no idea.
That's a five. Three. You know what? You take a guess. Why not? Colette says 63. Emmy, do you think it's higher or lower?
Well, I have a recent first grade graduate. I think I'm going to say lower.
All right. Emmy, did you have a graduation party for graduating first grade?
No.
No. All right. Good. Very good. Glad to hear that. All right. The actual answer, actual number of first graders who said Captain America should be president. You're not going to believe this, but Colette, it is 63. Right.
Wow.
Right on the button.
Whoa. Dang.
It's pretty good, Colette.
Have you ever had that happen before?
Only once. I can remember one other
time. I remember people getting really, really close.
You were off.
Okay, well, there you go.
So it doesn't really count. Dan was off. It doesn't count. Colette, you nailed it, so you get to pick. Mark Fry is going to flip the cards for us. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
Let's go blue.
All right, blue cards, says Colette. And your first card is an 8. An 8, Colette. Because you got the question right, you get to change the card if you want. I would be tempted with an 8, but it's up to you. What do you want to do, Colette?
Higher.
All right, she's going to go for it. Higher than an 8? It is a 6. It's lower. Emmy, free shot at the cards for you. Mark's going to flip over your opening card, and it's a 4. You get a 4. You cannot change the card because you didn't get the question, but what do you want to do with that, Emmy? Higher or lower than a 4?
I'll go higher.
Higher than a 4? It is a jack. It is higher. And now you can freeze at any point. Well, you're kind of playing with house money here. You want to go higher or lower than that jack?
I'll go lower.
All right, lower than a jack. It's a 2. Oh, my goodness. Emmy is off and running here, already at a 2. You only have 2 cards separating you and victory, Emmy. You want to go higher or lower than the 2?
I'm going to go higher.
Why not? Higher than a 2. It is. It's an 8, and now you have a decision to make. Those 8s are tricky. You're going to freeze. Yeah, no real difficult decision there. Emmy freezes on the 8. And the next question goes to you, Emmy. We asked 100 people, have you ever pretended to be sick to get out of a family event? How many people said yes? Emmy, what do you think? Would you ever do such a thing?
Depends on what family.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say 48.
48. Says Emmy. All right. Colette, would you ever claim to be sick to get out of a family event?
I would.
You would, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Why not?
I think it's fine. Mark, you look shocked and offended.
I just feel like the whole sickness, there's a karma that comes with that. And it's Friday the 13th, so I can't say that.
It's true. Today would be...
don't do it today.
Yeah, don't do it today. Don't do it today. Very good. What do you think, Colette? Higher or lower than 48? That's what Emmy said.
Higher.
All right, Colette says higher. Just terrible people. Just all these terrible people. Colette and Emmy seem so nice, and then you hear they're just a couple of liars to get out of family events. The music is going, which means we're going to break. We'll find out if it is higher or lower when we come back on Card D-Shark. All right, our fans online enjoying the video stream of Card D Sharks. We got Nikki right with Collette on this one. On the issue of calling out sick to a family gathering. I don't even call in sick to work when I'm not sick. Now, Mark Fry looking at that, he's like, well, let's not get carried away. Have you ever called in sick, fake, Mark?
Not to work, I don't think so. I mean, like in college, there'd be a few days where you'd be like, oh, I'm not feeling it. But really, not work. Yeah. I just enjoy it so much.
Okay, all right.
It's my passion.
That was very believable. All right, the question was, have you ever pretended to be sick to get out of a family event? And Emmy in St. Michael said 48. Collette said higher. The actual number of people who said, yeah, I've pretended to be sick is 62. It is much higher. So, Collette, good news for you. You are on that 8, and now you have a decision to make. You can change the 8 if you want, and we'll give you a new card, or you can go for it on the 8. What do you want to do, Collette?
Whoa, I don't know.
Can I give you some advice?
Yes.
So an 8 is probably the worst card to have. So you have earned the opportunity to change the card. You can't get much worse than an 8 with whatever Mark would flip. So if I were you, I would change the card. But you got to do what you want to do. I don't want to get blamed if this goes south.
Well, I'll change the card to...
Well, no, Mark is going to flip one and we'll see what you get. What'd you do? Oh, the 8 becomes an ace. Look at that.
Whoa, look at me.
That's a great change. That's a great change.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so you've got the highest card available. You want to go higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than an ace. It is a 6. It is lower than an ace, and now we're cooking. You've got a 6. You can freeze to stop this process whenever you want, but you're on a 6. You want to go higher, lower, or freeze?
How many cards do I have left?
You have 3 more to go. 3 more to go.
Oh.
And Emmy only has 1.
Then.
Yeah, you got to.
I'll go higher.
That's a good move. Higher than a 6. It is. It's a queen.
Whoa.
And okay, here we go. You want to play it or you want to freeze? Higher or lower than a queen?
Lower.
Lower than a queen. It is a 4. And now you're 1 card away. 1 card away on a 4. Do you want to freeze and protect your progress, or do you want to go for it on a 4, higher, lower, or freeze? What do you say?
I'm going to go for it higher.
All right. 1 card separating victory. Collette on a 4. High. She says higher. It is. Oh, no. It's a 3.
No.
You hate it. You hate to see it.
No.
But you know who doesn't hate to see it? It's Emmy. who gets a free shot at a victory. Emmy, you're on an 8. It's a coin flip. You've got nothing to lose because you've frozen, so you won't lose anything here. Higher or lower than an 8?
Lower.
Lower than an 8. Oh, no! It's a 10. But that's all right. You just lose that 10. Mark will deal out some new cards. Our viewers on YouTube at the WCCO radio channel getting quite a show here as we reload. And Collette, the next question goes to you.
Okay.
Whoops. Hang on there. Mark's going to... It gets a little confusing. You only
got
have
a little
to
aggressive.
She was frozen, so you only have to replace the 10. She had preserved. And that last card was an 8. There we go. You know, sometimes it's like on The Price is Right when you have the good-looking model and they just screw up the game. That's sort of the deal. Mark is just the eye candy of this game. What can you do? All right. Are you offended at that description?
No, not at all.
No, why would you be? If somebody would call me eye candy, it would make my absolute week.
It's the first time that's ever happened, so I'm very thankful for that.
Collette, the question goes to you. We surveyed 100 teenagers. Have you ever secretly looked through your parents' phone? Ooh. Oh, no. How many teenagers admitted that they have looked through their parents' phone?
Whoa. Oh, 47.
47, says Colette. Emmy, what do you think? Higher or do you have any teenagers, by the way?
No, my oldest is 8.
Oh, well, what a thrill you have to look forward to, that's for sure. All right. Colette said 47. Emmy, do you think it's higher or lower?
I think it's higher.
All right. Emmy says higher. Colette said 47, the actual number of teenagers who admitted that they've secretly looked through their parents' phone is 45.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Colette with a great guess, and it's a little lower. So, Colette, that's good news for you. You're on an ace. You've got 4 cards to turn, Colette. Can you do it? Can you do
I'm
it?
I'm on an ace?
I believe in you. You're on an ace.
An ace?
Yep.
Okay.
Higher or lower than the ace?
Lower.
Lower than the ace? It's a 7. Not great, but what are you going to do? Higher or lower, or do you want to freeze? We go to sudden death next, so I don't know. Do whatever you want. Higher or lower than a 7?
Higher.
Higher than a 7? It's a 4. Oh, goodness. The cards have been mean this time, that's for sure. But Emmy gets a free shot. Emmy, you're on the 8. It's the coin flip again. Higher or lower than an 8?
Oh, man. Lower.
Lower than an 8, it is. Oh, no, it's another 8. Mark Fry.
Wow. It's the game that will never end.
How does that? Well, I mean, I'd say what are the odds of that? But
well, there are odds.
You actually could very easily compute math, the odds of that. Yeah, it's 4 out of carry the 1. All right, get rid of the 8. Mark will replace that. And now we go to sudden death. The winner of this question gets to be the boss of either forcing the other person to go for it or they play. Here we go. We asked 100 office workers, Emmy, 100 office workers. Have you ever taken supplies home for personal use? How many office workers admitted they've done it out of 100? What do you say, Emmy?
68.
68? Colette, higher or lower than 68?
Higher.
Colette says higher. The actual number of office workers who admit taking supplies home is only 39. Only 39.
Oh.
So, Emmy, you have a decision to make. You can either pass or play. And here's the scenario. You're on an 8, but you got the question right, so you can change the 8. And then try to call one card. Or you can force Colette to absolutely run the table. She has 4 cards to flip. So do you want to play it or pass it?
What is she on right now?
She's on an ace, but she's got to go 4 cards to complete the whole thing.
Tough, I kind of like to be in my control of my own destiny, yeah. But 4 is a lot. I'm going to pass.
You know what? I think I would do the same thing.
I think that's a smart play, yeah.
But I usually want to be in control also. But I don't know what Mark Fly... what is Mark going to turn over? Another 8? We don't know.
We don't know.
All right, Colette, you got to run the table. 4 cards to go. If you get it, you win. If you make a mistake, it goes to Emmy. Colette, you're on an ace. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than an ace? It is a king. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than a king? It is a 2. Uh-oh. Higher or lower than a 2?
Let me think here. Higher.
Colette goes higher, and it's
an 8.
Of course it's an 8. And here we are with 1 card separating you and $50. I feel like my heart is racing with this game. All right, Colette. Coin flip. Higher or lower than an 8 for the win?
Lower.
Lower than an 8. It is a jack.
I thought you said ace.
Oh, it was an 8.
And, oh, crud. All right.
I'm so sorry. What a great game. Emmy, you win. Colette, you are amazing.
Whew. Well, it was very fun. It's very fun.
You guys were...
Good job, Emmy.
Terrific.
Thanks, Colette. You too. Great job.
Great contestants. We got Emmy, who who's going to stay on the line in St. Michael. Emmy, you win that $50 gift card to Gesture Concepts Restaurants. So enjoy it. Enjoy that gift card. We'll get it in the mail to you next week. Stay on the line. Dan will get your info.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Very fun.
That was tough. Coming down to 2/8, I think I would have switched the red 8. But
you would have. What would it have been if you changed the 8? It would have been a 2. Yeah. And then what's the last card? King.
King.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. All right. That would have worked, too. Yeah. Either way, Emmy won, although some controversy. Some controversy. Did my 8 not sound enough like an 8?
I thought you were pretty clear, but then again, I'm looking at it.
We're looking at it. Yeah. Hard to know. Well, that's the way.
Roll the tapes.
Well, I don't know. Play. I hope we don't have a lawsuit on our hands. We appreciate you both, Colette and Emmy. Thank you, Mark, for your help.
You're welcome.
We will break in just a minute. I want to talk about Father's Day and how much the role of a father has changed. How are you different from your dad? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. 651-461-9226. Drive Time coming back on CCO. All right, so a lot of texters at 651-461-9226 have said they thought that I said ace. And so we check the tape, and, well, I'll play it again, and you decide. Colette, you're on an ace, higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than an ace? It is a king. Higher or lower?
Lower
than a king? It is a 2.
Uh-oh.
Higher or lower than a 2?
Let me think here. Higher.
Colette goes higher, and it's an eight.
Of course it's an eight.
And here we are with one card separating you and $50. I feel like my heart is racing with this game. All right, Colette, coin flip, higher or lower than an 8 for the win?
Lower
than an 8 it is. All right, so I think the coin flip, I don't know. We will invite, if Colette is still listening, she can come back and play again.
Yeah.
We'll give her a fast pass.
Yes.
To come through. So Colette, if you want to send me an email or just give us a call back now, we'll hook you up. The textures are very funny. The law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe has already filed a lawsuit. But we'd love to have Colette play again.
Yes.
So that would be fine. I feel pretty good. That's why you got to watch on the video, right? YouTube.
Certainly is helpful.
But it is my fear of this game is because people are hearing it. You're like, oh,
Colette is calling back. Do you want to talk to her live on the air?
Yeah, sure. Put Colette on. Colette?
Yes, I'm the loser.
Well, we want to...
I won't file a lawsuit, I promise.
All right, good.
We appreciate that. Yeah.
We want to give you a fast pass to guarantee that you can play again, because it was... Eight and ace sound very similar. So I want... You are such a great contestant. We want you to come back and play another time, okay?
I will certainly. I love this game.
Good, 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 good. Well, we appreciate you listening. I don't want anybody to feel like they got a raw deal. So Dan will just hang on, and Dan will write down your phone number, and then so we'll make it happen. Very good.
Super.
Thanks, Colette. So there you go. You know, I mean, we don't want anybody to feel hosed.
No. We certainly weren't trying to.
I mean, we are playing for $50 American.
Yeah.
That's, you know. That'll get you a couple of burgers, for sure.
For sure.
Father's Day is this week, and as usual, dads get the shaft when it comes to the official holiday. I've talked before about how I don't love that most TV commercials, movies, sitcoms portray dads as idiots. Dads are often portrayed as like the bumbling oaf next to, well, usually in the Hollywood portrayal, it's this bumbling oaf next to a hot wife. And maybe that just hits a little too close to home for me. But I think today's dads have a more challenging scenario in parenting than generations before had. Now, I'm not talking about the world scenario. The world was more difficult, right? The generations ahead of me, you know, you maybe were going to war, right? You're going, you're looking at World War II, you're looking at Vietnam, even the Iraq war to a certain degree, but you're looking at draft and war and all of that stuff. And so that was, look, like that was challenging. I think today we are in this very confusing culture and trying to raise good daughters and good sons is just hard. The expectations are different. And I had an amazing father. I still have an amazing father. But the expectations on my dad were very different for the expectations of me, for good reason, right? Like my dad worked for a printing company. When he proposed to my mom, my grandpa, my mom's dad, told my dad that if he wanted to marry his daughter, he had to get a real job. He couldn't be just pumping my dad was pumping gas at a gas station. So he got a job sweeping floors at this printing company and then spent his whole life kind of bettering his education, moving up the corporate chain, and became quite successful with this family-owned company that grew to be a global printing company. But my dad was always at work. So it was my mom who drove me to play practice or to baseball practice or soccer practice. And when I was in high school, who picked me up from work when I was working. My dad was at work. He would get home at 7. We had already eaten. That was just how it is. I went to almost all of my kids' games. It just was different. And I felt like even I wasn't as present as some of the other dads who were at 100% of things. Things are different for dads today. The other thing that I think is more, I don't know if it's more challenging, but it is very difficult. And my experience is as a dad of sons. So I really have no idea what it's like to be a dad of daughters. But trying to raise boys who are good men, who are good to women, without being, well, just trying to understand what is the concept of being a man, of masculinity, of this world, where are we at on this stuff? I think parents have always had to navigate some of the challenges of like, all right, the culture of my kids' world is different from the culture of my childhood and certainly different from the culture of my adulthood. I do think today, like trying to carve out, I don't know, I worry that we're in this like bro culture moment. The bro podcast world, this like oozing machismo kind of gross stuff that I thought we moved away from. Treading that middle ground, I think, is always complicated, right? Like I want my boys to be strong men. But I also want them to be more empathetic and more caring and more sensitive than it was acceptable for me to be when I was a kid. You know, bear in mind, like, if you're 50, when we were kids, it was a very common insult to look at a boy who was maybe not as tough, or even a tough guy who had a sensitive moment, and you'd be like, well, you're gay. Right? Like, that was just a normal kind of normal insult. And thank goodness, well, I say thank goodness we've moved away from that, but are we moving back to that? I worry about that. I think trying to figure out, and this I do think is largely a dad concern, how do I figure out to raise my kids so they're better than I was, right? Like, Isn't that what you want for your kids? That's what I want. I want my kids to be better. I want them to be better people. I want them to be kinder. But I also want them to know that it's okay to be a man. And over, I think, the last period of time, that's been it's a challenging thing. We had this sort of, well, you know, we want, and whatever your kid ends up wanting to be, you just want to lead with love. Like, I love you. I will always love you. However you choose to show up in the world is your choice. It's different. I don't think my dad was worried about this stuff. I don't. Texters weighing in at 651-461-9226. Dads get the shaft? I don't think so. Mother's Day is on fishing opener every year. Well, come on. If anyone wants to argue that Father's Day is a bigger deal than Mother's Day, please call in. I would love to hear someone make that case. Drive Time, taking a break, back in just a minute. Unfortunately, the Minnesota Twins are not off tonight. They are in Houston. We'll have, fortunately for you, we'll have pregame right here on CCO starting at 6:30, right?
Correct.
Very good. We'll do the temp of the Twins coming up at about 5:45, and I'm here to tell you the temp is not good. It's not good. Yesterday, whoa, that was rough. That was rough. Friday the 13th, we can't even blame that. Are you superstitious, Dan?
No, I'm just a little stitious.
A little stitious, yeah. I'm not afraid. You know me. I ain't afraid of nothing.
No.
I ain't afraid of nothing. Before the show, I walked under a ladder, and I threw a mirror right at a black cat.